Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Ghost TV on this beautiful Wednesday, December 27th, 2023. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode talking about four predictions for 2024. This is the third episode. The first two predictions were vulnerability or honesty. Number two is accountability. And then today is number three. Today, we're going to talk about patience, my son. So, just listening to my virtual friend, Sahara Rose, talking about her own dark night of the soul. She went through a divorce December of last year, so it's been a year. And it got me thinking, she was talking about grief, it got me thinking about my own grief post many things, both my wife and I, Rochelle and I, losing our jobs August 21, so 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And then, as if that wasn't enough, losing her mom, I believe it was that same summer, or maybe it was the year before, but it was around that time to Alzheimer's, and then losing her beautiful father just this year, February of 2023, Dr. Dennis Baker, my hero. On top of that, losing my uncle, Tio Hector, who I don't think I've even grieved him yet. On top of that, losing Rochelle's uncle, Uncle Tim. On top of that, seeing our son move away to college, which obviously isn't the same, but still a sense of loss. And then on top of that, yes, all within the last 2 years, having our beautiful Daisy deal with some pretty significant health concerns. She's our dog. And kind of the grief, the ongoing grief of that. Plus being unemployed, plus. I mean, you name it. It really is a miracle that for this empath called me, that I'm still standing. It's only been by the grace of God. It's been a lot. And Sahara Rose's podcast on grief really just touched a nerve on, I'm not through it. I am just beginning to recover slowly. The struggle, though, is that I want to be done with this stupid stuff. I want to be done with this grieving. And today, this morning, I was just crying about our dog, Daisy, and letting her go to God because we don't know what's going to happen. And she's, you know, she's 11, 12, and so, and she's got some stuff. And so I have to let go. I've been hanging on so tight. And because, of course, I love my dog. And then the bigger scheme of things, I love my father-in-law and I love my mother-in-law and I love my church that I lost. And Rochelle loved her job, her school, my uncle, her uncle, you name it. Her mom, her dad was a huge father figure in my life. After losing my dad 25 years ago, he had become the most significant male figure. And so losing him was very epic, especially in light of everything else. So it touches this fear of mine of death and of illness that I've faced my whole life with my grandfather, my dad, my grandmother, my own mortality as I age and as I go through things. It touches all these fears, and so my body tightens up, and so I've been dealing, as I've mentioned, with some gut health issues, and all from just stress and anxiety and grieving. So I take all these natural things to help my gut release. But I think the bigger picture is just the ongoing grief, and I think for most of us, certainly for me, not wanting to grieve anymore. I'm so tired of this thing. And yet realizing that, at least with Daisy and just life in general, this grief thing never seems to end. Seems to be upon us every year, every season. It didn't used to be this way. I hardly ever grieved. And yet life happens and things begin to fall apart. And so my body wants to hang on and it can't. I was talking to a mentor a few months ago about just ministry grief and pastoral grief, just job loss grief. And I told him that it had been 2 years, and he said, "You're just starting to grieve." And as terrible as that sounded, it really helped me, because personally, I want to be done with grief, not starting to grieve. But this is just the laws of the land, law of the land, laws of nature, the loss of being a human. I was talking to our daughter's friend, Elizabeth, who lost her father 2 years ago in a very tragic way. And she was telling me that now, even though she's been in counseling for a year or whatever, she's just beginning to grieve her father. And that just made a lot of sense to me. And I hate that. I hate that for me. I hate that for anyone who is grieving. And in our case, as I said, it's this multiple layers of grieving. Now, I would say that we're through a lot of it, at least at some level. But there's the ongoing results and the residue and the, I guess, I don't know if it's a backlash, but just the wake of grief is strong and deep, because they seem to pile on to, as I said, things in the past. There's this button that my therapist gave me many years ago when I was going through grief. I think it was after the loss of my grandmother or dad, I don't remember. And it says, "Please be patient with me, I'm a grieving person. Please be patient with me, I'm a grieving person." And that really, really helped me. I'm also reading a note that a friend gave me when my whole church thing fell apart. And she says, "I don't think you need to remember." Oops, it's a screensaver and it just went away. Let me see if I can find it, because I actually think it's pretty insightful to what I'm going through, my process here. Let me see if I can find that note. That came right after. Yeah, here it is. The note is called "It's Better This Way." That's fun. And so she says, the note says, the Lord says to be strong and courageous. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. Joshua 1:9. I think that you cannot forget all the real things that matter. I only see that they took away from you a huge weight off your shoulders. I keep thinking that you're an excellent pastor, and you have to focus on finding a great church, because that one was already too damaged, and they were damaging you. We that love you from our hearts, we're going to always love you, always. And many of us were going to leave anyway, looking for a new place, new home, and you were going to be alone and very sad. And that was going to happen regardless. I don't think that you lost anything. You continue to be an excellent, excellent pastor that continues to have great vision, and you continue to have your people that love you so much. Yes, God took away that church. If he did, it's because he has something much better for you. But you have to, that you cannot see at this moment. But the good news is that you helped us so much. And that God always used you, and God will never leave you empty-handed. He loves you so much, and so do we. Going through that loss really took a huge weight off my shoulders. And even though when we lose something, we see it as negative, but sometimes losing something is the best thing that can happen to you. And I would say that losing my church was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because it allowed me to move on. And since then, I've done all kinds of stuff, and a lot of it has been painful, meaning not having a job or a steady income. But then it led me to this year of 2023, when I began to find my way. And then this fall, and really just the last 6-7 weeks, when I've begun to find my way. I look forward to next year. But the grief is not over. My sadness and my mood is low, and I don't have a lot of highs or lows. I don't get too low, I don't get too high, which is okay. Although I do miss the highs and the idealism of old, and maybe at some point it'll come back. But right now, my beautiful dog, she's literally at the vet right now having some stuff done to her. I'm still grieving, and so is my wife. I mean, I'm thinking of my beautiful wife. This is her first Christmas without her father, without her mother, and with our son, who is here right now, but, you know, he's away to college. So a lot of losses. And, of course, what I've been through, I know it affects her, of course. God is faithful, but it doesn't mean that we don't grieve at those who we grieve with those who grieve, and we rejoice with those who rejoice. We grieve not as those who have no hope, yes, but we still grieve. Our hope, of course, is in Christ, knowing that He is with us, and that He will see us, me, you, through whatever grieving you're going through. So if you're going through a similar grief experience, know that you're not alone. Know that you don't have to be through it sooner than expected, sooner than you think, faster, or when you want to, but that you have to let the river run through it. You have to let God bring you to that place. So I hope this third prediction for 2024 of patience is helpful to you. That's where I'm landing, is just being patient, letting the Lord do it in His time, and He will see us through it, in Jesus' name. If you'd like my coaching, please make sure you go to davidtrigg.com/coaching. Follow me on Instagram at David Trigg. Thank you again for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.